Hello, Internet. Against everybody's best advice, Ewan has left me in charge of the podcast while he goes off and does something involving broadcasting to hundreds of thousands of people in America. So I thought I would do a bit of an experiment. When I first started listening to the Insight podcast, it was the era of the buscast, the raucous late night nonsense rambles, essentially, on the way back from the venue. And that was always some of the like most personal, most sort of real, raw content. I'm going to do an experiment with you guys today. I have brought you to Euroclub. We're currently on the terrace outside. There's a sort of a marble floor, palm trees, loungers. I'm with Paul Lashmana from Newsmonkey.
Hello, everyone.
And so essentially we're just going to sit here. We're going to talk to people who turn up. We're going to try and gauge the mood of Euro fandom.
Yes.
And we're going to see if anybody knows who's going to win Eurovision. Paul, who's going to win Eurovision?
Well, at this point, it's not a. At this point, the surprise. It's so surprising that the surprise will be that actually a favorite would win because it's so open.
If Cyprus won now, would it be an anticlimax?
Not at all.
No. If
no.
Israel won now, would you be surprised? In fact, if Israel won now, I would be surprised.
Actually, that would be a surprise, like I said. For me, it's. I think Germany has the momentum as well. Ireland might have still a bit to do with it. That would be a surprise, Ireland.
I think it would be quite funny if Ireland won, because RTE are not currently in a position to host. I don't think they've got any plans ready.
No, there's no contingency with that whatsoever.
And also it would really annoy Sweden, who are just on the verge of catching up and would have to somehow pull two more victories
yes.
out of nowhere.
Well, it's just a matter of time, as we say, for Sweden to catch up, but yeah, that would be actually funny to have them have to have two wins just to just pull level. I think it's going to be either one of Germany, Cyprus, maybe Israel, or France? I have no idea.
France could do it. I'm worried about Germany because I sort of don't want a man telling us about his feelings on his own in a darkened arena to win 2 years in a row. I think that getting a sort of a template for a winner in the way that Melfest has
yes.
would actually be quite bad for the contest. We could do with a change. We need a different winner every year.
Well, that one got voted out in semi-final one. He said chauvinistically. No, there's no real unfair qualifiers for me. So the change would be Cyprus, I think then in that case. But also maybe Australia?
Yeah, it would be nice to see Australia for the win. That would surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, you can't really separate them into favourites and also rounds and things. It wouldn't surprise me if it won, and it would slightly surprise me if it won. And it's a sort of a 50-50 split.
Apart from your feelings, how would you be surprised if Sweden won?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if Sweden won.
No.
It's an extremely good pop package. And I know that we got some stick for not being impressed enough with it.
Okay.
But well, I don't know. Like, that package is there to be admired rather than loved. It's not my genre.
No.
No.
And it's not the right way for the song contest to take, I think, to deliver a live music video performance on stage.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, you can't really tell that it's actually happening in the Altice Arena.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna do some quick fire who's gonna win with people who are just passing by. First up,
Roy Delaney.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Show Business.
None of them are gonna win then.
None of them, not one of them.
All right, okay, you make this point every year.
I do, and it usually happens. but in this case, no one has any idea. If I'm pushed for a winner, I'm going to say Israel still.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Nice one. Thanks, Roy. Who are you?
I'm John Stanton from Eurovision Ireland.
Hello, John Stanton. Hello, John Stanton from Eurovision Ireland. Who do you think is going to win Eurovision?
France.
All right, France. That's not bad.
It's just came across well tonight, and I think they can do the goods tomorrow night.
It did, didn't it? All right, ta, thanks.
It's Andy from ESC Bubble.
All right.
And, I think probably, although I hate to say it, possibly Norway's going to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so far, nobody's said the same
really?
One twice.
Okay, that's good.
So we know
it's,
nothing.
It just shows this year it's anyone's game, really. It's
we like, know nothing. Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
No problem.
Hello, my name is Melissa Bailey, and I currently write for ESCBubble.com.
Currently?
Currently, yes.
Are you on the transfer market?
No. I'm prepared to go to another site for the best price possible.
Well, I mean, the off-season is transfer season, so...
Indeed.
Who's going to win Eurovision?
If you asked me a few weeks ago, I would have said Norway.
Yeah.
And then after all the chaos of the last 2 weeks, I think now Cyprus just has enough momentum to really bring it back to Limassol next year.
She's the meme queen. She would be a fantastic ambassador for the contest.
Exactly. And I think just with the whole... We've had a lot of drama over the last few days with Salvador talking about his whole fast food music shtick. And I think it's a nice antidote to, killing off any illusions that... We're above fast music. We love it.
We like music of all genres that's done to the best of its capability, and Fuego is performed to the best. I can hear it on radios all summer.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why I'm not hearing it when I go to Europe as it is. I don't know why I'm not hearing it on the radio. It needs to go big.
And she just dropped the Spanish version as well, so...
All right, brilliant.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, I need to...
It's basically the same.
Fuego.
It's not actually in Spanish.
Oh.
There's still quite a lot in English, but never mind.
Never mind.
All right, thanks.
It's never stopped her from doing well in Greek, at least, and now finally she can reach a better audience, so I'm happy for her.
Awesome. Right, thank you very much for telling us that we still don't know who's going to win. Let's say hi to...
Hi, it's Danny Lynch here from ESC Bubble and also ESC Serbia.
Are you on the transfer market?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Danny, who's going to win Eurovision?
Cyprus. It's just one of these things. That's, the name is on everyone's lips is Eleni Frouera. It's not a song that I actually thought was going to do that well until I saw the stage performance, but as soon as I saw that, I was blown away. It's tight. It's just to an inch... It's just absolutely amazing. I can't actually describe how amazing it is. It's one of these typical Eurovision things that just blows everyone away, and no one else can compete with her slaying. She slays that stage.
I've been low-key obsessed with Fuego for months. Like, every time I've seen a pineapple since Fuego came out,
and
I've just had to take a picture of the pineapple.
How can you not love a song that says, "You got me pelican, fly, fly, fly"? I mean, that's just a classic line. For me, it's quite interesting because Eleni has tried to represent Greece so many times, but Greece have actually... always declined her, hence why she's going through a Cyprus route. And actually it's quite ironic that she might give Cyprus her first win and Greece didn't even qualify. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, interesting times.
Yeah.
What do you think about all the 100% records that went this year?
That's funny because we've lost three, haven't we? We lost Romania, we lost Russia, and we also lost Azerbaijan. Not surprised by any of them, really. I think Russia was always knew they had the dead duck, and the stage performance, everything, just they just weren't really trying this year. I kind of feel sorry for Julia because I think she kind of was the pawn in the game, and
she deserved better.
She deserved better, and I think Romania, not surprising because I think that song that won the final was a surprise, nice song, but just wasn't a votable song. Azerbaijan, I think, were probably the one that was borderline for me. Nice song, just didn't have that kick that wants people to vote for it.
It needed so to be more memorable running
did.
So early
so
on.
So all we're left now is Ukraine and Australia are the only two countries that have always qualified for the final, so let's see how long that lasts for them.
Ukraine, powerhouse. Australia, powerhouse. All right, thanks, Danny. And we're joined by...
Elaine.
Elaine, who's going to win Eurovision? And hold the mic.
Who's going to win Eurovision?
Today. Who's going to win Eurovision today?
After having seen the dress rehearsal and the jury rehearsal, I have to say Cyprus is the one to beat, putting on that huge scale Beyonce performance with the lasers and the really tight staging. right at the end with a little break of Island to separate it from all the other up-tempo songs. It just seems like it's being set up for victory in every way. But this year, of course, there are many other factors in play, so I wouldn't stake my house on it.
Is it going to be close, do you think?
It's either going to be a washout, or it's going to be a neck and neck horse race in which Cyprus might just edge out, or just lose out, or someone else who none of us are thinking of comes up in the gaps and wins a la 2011.
So what you're saying is that we don't know?
We don't know, but it's more of a Cyprus rather than a tentative Fuego.
Yeah. Fuego?
Fuego.
All right. Thanks, Elaine.
Hello, I'm Roman, head of press of Austria, and I'm here with the delegation of Austria and Cesar Sampson.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Roman, if it's not a stupid question?
Well, you know, it's Eurovision, and to predict it is impossible.
That's what I'm finding, yes. That's exactly what I'm finding.
Yeah.
How's Cesar doing? How are you feeling?
I talked to him after the jury final, and he's in a very good mood.
He should be, because it went off tonight. It was fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, thank
and
you,
can
Roman.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're contestant number 5.
Yeah.
And we hope that you
it's
like
not tomorrow, Roman. It's today.
Oh my God, it's already after midnight.
Yeah,
yeah, you're so
it's
right.
Well after midnight.
Yes,
it's today.
Oh my God, I should go to bed.
We should all go to bed.
Yes. But Austria, contestant number 5.
Okay, thank you very much, Roman.
Thank you.
Enjoy your night. All right, everybody. As you can hear Ukraine's TikTok in the background, we are about to start. We are going the full kitchen sink, just like Ukraine. We're starting a unique podcast crossover event. Introduce yourselves, lads.
G'day, I'm Dale from Aussie Vision.
And g'day, I'm Mike from Aussie Vision.
One of you is going to have to work out how to hold the mic.
Okay, Michael, you got a stronger arm.
All right, I'll do it.
I'm so glad we get to podcast around this metallic table outside Euroclub.
Yes.
Where there's a lot of background noise leakage, and it's the day of the Eurovision Grand Final.
Oh, it is a day now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have we ticked over midnight?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Christmas Day.
It's
Christmas Day. Oh my God, amazing. Yeah.
And in less than 24 hours, we will know where we're going on our halls next year.
I know, there's a lot of planning for us.
Please be cheap.
Yes, Oslo, no thank you very much. It's too expensive.
Have you seen my hot versus cheap graph?
I love your hot versus cheap graph. Is it the Cyprus this year?
Cyprus is the hottest possible destination.
And that resonates with Australians.
Yeah, we're very happy with that. And the money. The Australian dollar does not go that far.
So, Dave, Mikey, who's going to win Eurovision?
Oh, that's the $64,000 question, isn't it? Look, I've watched all the performances. I have no definite answer, but I've got a feeling it might be France.
Yeah. Did you see the jury final tonight?
We were there tonight, actually. I thought it went down really well. It's a bit early in the running order. That's my only concern. But it went spectacularly well. I think it'll work for both jury and for televote.
The sea of hands is great. And unlike the other sort of message Big Five songs, they've not gone for the red lighting, which seems really aggressive. And it kills your televote. They've gone for that sort of warm sunlight lighting.
Oh my God, can I just talk about that? That's been annoying me so much, the red lighting.
Yeah.
Why? You know who's annoying me most on that? Estonia, because I love Estonia, and when they go to the red lighting in the second half, it destroys it for me, and I love it. Red and pink should never go together. Hello, I'm Ginger, I know that.
She should have kept it more celestial.
The blue, I like it. It was a better performance tonight, though.
Now, Elaine has a theory about that. You were at Estilol, weren't you?
The lighting changes have been bad because at Estilal, for one thing, they had an LED wall. Not a big LED wall, but a little LED wall, and so they run with the theme of a galaxy. And so they had stars, and Elena was the center of a galaxy, stars spinning around her. It was all very space and creation and Big Bang. And then when they took everything to Lisbon with the bigger projection and the lack of LED wall, they changed it to something that's meant to be floral. And in points, it looks floral. But at the really big moment, it looks like she's floating on a giant soap bubble.
It's sort of psychedelic. So I don't know whether it's translated, even after all the fuss about the big dress.
Yeah, I something has been lost. And I mean, it's still fantastic performance and she still holds the stage brilliantly, but it's just a little bit lost.
And, you know, it's just great to have Estonia back in the grand final, one of the great weird Eurovision nations.
Oh, fantastic.
I love Estonia. I was gutted about Verona last year. I'm still not over it, but it's just, I love this song and I'm so glad it's in there and it's got a chance. And Istilau is always so good every year and they deserve to be in the grand final every year.
You know, because we're doing a podcast, we could probably get away with singing a bit of Verona.
Oh, no, but I'm... No. We have terrible voices. Oh, I know, yes. He's pretty good.
Well, we will spare the listener that. Let's do just a bit of a crossover promo. Mm. So, ESC Insight listeners, I don't know how much crossover there is with Aussie Vision listeners, but I certainly listen to Aussie Vision and enjoy and appreciate your work because it's a Eurovision podcast I didn't write.
And I've got to say, I listen to you guys every week. You're weekly. I love the banter between you, Ewan, Lisa Jane. It's hilarious. And oh my God, your jukebox jury. I hang on every episode.
Most of it's wrong, you know.
It goes with ours as well. But, you know, I'm in Australia, halfway around the world, on the tram, chuckling to myself, listening to you guys.
Okay, here we go with some more Euro Club Vox Pops. Ed, please introduce yourself.
I'm Adrian Bradley. I'm from London.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Adrian?
I still think it's Cyprus's to lose, but it's wide open. If it's not Cyprus, it could be anybody. And that's what's really scary about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do we even spot in on booking.com at this point?
I don't know. Like, I've had a look at Limassol and now I'm worried. Like, do I go to Tel Aviv? I'm probably not going to go to Oslo, but do I have to look at Berlin? Do I have to look at Tallinn?
Are we going to Dublin?
Do you know, if it happens now, I wouldn't be shocked. You said a week ago, are we going to Dublin? I'd have laughed you out of this club.
Yeah, but, like, right now, that's feasible.
It is feasible. They've got a great slot. They've got all the news coverage at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was also Albania, but nobody cares about Albania.
Well, I care about Albania.
And every interview, every news piece about Eurovision, they're all talking about Ireland. They're all talking about China. Ryan is getting better and better with it. Is because he's loving the attention and loving the fact that suddenly people at home care about him and he might do really well. I might be in Dublin next year.
It's certainly going to be the best result in like a decade for Ireland.
And let's hope this is the start of something really great for him.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, my name is Vasil Ivanov and I'm head of press of Bulgaria.
This is probably a stupid question, but who's going to win Eurovision?
Bulgaria.
Of course.
Yeah. Actually, this is a really strong year. So it's anyone's game, of course. Anyone's game means it's a game of probably 7 countries that could win this year. And I think Bulgaria is one of those.
For sure.
Yeah. So I just call for the best. We've worked a lot for the past 4 months.
And
so
this is the day.
Yeah. And I'm not worried at all. Last year I was extremely worried. I was
nervous. You look happy and relaxed. You've been glowing the whole week.
Yeah, I really enjoy Lisbon, first of all. I really enjoy working with Equinox. I really think the song is strong. So I'm confident in the project and I don't care what some people say about it. I feel that it's a good project and I'm satisfied with what we've done with it.
Thank you, Vasil.
Thank you.
Hello, we've got another victim for the Euro Club Vox Pops. Please introduce yourself.
I am Ewan and I am from Eurovois.
Who's going to win Eurovision?
Lithuania.
Lithuania. You're very certain about that. You're covered in the Lithuanian tricolour.
Yeah, I'm actually late today, so I've not got enough lags on me, but I will be complete Lithuania
trash over the top tomorrow.
Yeva was doing the rounds of the press room yesterday.
Yep.
That's something you do when you're going for the final push for the win. All right, thanks, Ewan. Get to the bar.
Hi, my name is Jeremy, and I live in New York.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Jeremy?
Jesus. You know what? I'll go with Israel.
Israel, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my gut feeling from the beginning, and I'm going to stick with it.
Fair enough. Nice to hear some certainty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Vivian, and I'm from ESC Extra.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Viv?
Huh?
Who's going to win Eurovision?
Who's going to win Eurovision? I was going to say Norway, but I think that I have changed my mind, and I will now go with... it's so hard to pick one this year.
I know.
It's impossible.
That's why we're doing this comedy Vox Pop section.
Okay, so I'm going to have to pick one, aren't I?
Yes.
Yes. As long as it's not Cyprus.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody but Cyprus?
Anybody but Cyprus.
Okay.
Can I have that as my answer?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I guess there's no rules tonight. We're
no,
in Eurocup.
Anyone but Cyprus.
Okay, fair enough.
At your service, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. Gabor Rushpan on radio and television. Subotica, Northern Serbia, Hungarian language radio and television station.
Who's going to win Eurovision?
It's a good question, you know. You want to hear the statistics for me or something else?
I would like to hear anything you have to tell us.
Well, if I want to sound patriotic and such a home-loving fellow, I would say it's Hungary. But looking at the reality, I would say probably right now, Cyprus got the good chances to win, or maybe France.
I think Hungary are probably going to get the best ever result for a metal band that's not Lordi.
Yeah, you're probably right. So we still expect that we will be probably in the top five. So we can even get a better position than András Károly Sanders reached back in 2014 back in Copenhagen. So we just can hope all of the best. So top five, we just really hope.
Okay, throw me the Ördög Villak.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And have a pleasant evening, ladies.
You too.
Hello, I'm Noemi. I'm from Austria. Yes, hello.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Noemi?
In my opinion or in general?
Just tell me who's going to win Eurovision.
Cyprus.
Cyprus. All right.
Cyprus.
Okay. We've got Monty and Juha here.
Hello.
You're Monty. Who's
I
going
am
to win
Monty.
Eurovision?
One of the countries that's in the final.
Is that as much as you can narrow it
I
down
I think it
to?
Is, actually. I think it's really, really difficult to say now. I'm still going to go with Israel because I backed that from the start. I know it's kind of sort of gone back a little bit in rehearsal, but I'm still going to stick with her.
Okay, Juha, who's going to win Eurovision?
I think I'm still going to stick with Norway. I've been saying Norway for a long time, and it's gone down in the betting, but I still think they might do it. I'm not a fan, but I think it might be the 3 minutes of magic needed.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Welcome.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Enrique, and I'm a volunteer at Eurovision.
Hello. What are you volunteering doing?
I'm at the commentary booth.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Who's going to win Eurovision?
I think Czech Republic is going to do
it.
I think there's a high chance, but it's very difficult this year to say, for real.
Yeah, it's an open contest.
It is an open contest, and I can't wait for tomorrow.
Thank you for your contribution to Eurovision. We literally couldn't do it without you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love that contest, so it's fine. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Please introduce yourself.
You don't know me.
Well, it's audio, so...
My name is Slavko Kalis. I'm coming from Montenegro. Last year, contestant.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Slavko?
Eleni Foureira.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.
And if she also doesn't win, she is winner.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Toby Wandinger, born and raised in Munich, Germany, now live in Italy, and it's my third Eurovision song contest where I'm volunteering.
Toby, who's going to win Eurovision?
I don't have a clear winner this year. I have three potential candidates. Definitely Cyprus is one of the favorites, but also we shouldn't write off Israel and Italy.
Fair enough. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Luke.
Hi, Luke. What do you do at Eurovision?
This week at Eurovision, I've been writing for ehd-malta.com. This year, we've been lucky enough to have two participants on our flying the Maltese flag, so to speak. I mean, one.
Luke, who's going to win Eurovision?
I think it's Cyprus's to lose. No doubt about it. After tonight, seeing it in the jury rehearsal, no doubt about it.
It's quite something.
It's quite fiery, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Luke. Introduce yourself.
I'm Nathan Waddell from ESD Extra.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Nathan?
Cyprus, okay. No doubt.
A consensus is forming.
Well, she absolutely nailed it this evening to the point where if she's not top five tomorrow night, it's a travesty. Absolutely nailed it.
Could the juries possibly mark that down?
No. It was flawless.
Yes.
Beyoncé-style flawless. Beyoncé wins awards. If Beyoncé wins awards for doing that kind of energetic choreography with big hit potential, then why can't Eleni Ferreira?
A woman totally encrusted in rhinestones in the middle of a firestorm.
Yeah.
That's Eurovision.
Hi, I'm Luke. I'm from ESC Extra.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Luke?
Oh, God. That's a difficult question. I think probably Cyprus or Israel at this point.
Oh, sweet. Israel's just playing. Get to the dance floor,
Luke.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Bye.
Ross, I've gone mad with power.
I've heard you're shoving your implement in people's faces as they arrive and they have no choice but to take it.
That's
what I've been told, word for word.
That is the spirit of the Euroclub podcast. We are after dark. We are lights out. We are adults only.
This feels like Hollyoaks after dark in the mid-2000s when they'd show a nipple. This kind of feels like that kind of vibe right now.
Ross, before you go any further, who's going to win Eurovision?
Well, according to the fake voting this evening, it was going to be Estonia.
It's not going to be Estonia, Ross.
I have no idea. I'm going to say Cyprus, but it could be France. There could be like 15 of them. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Get back to the bar, Ross.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Anthony.
Hello. You're Anthony Granger.
Yes.
We've been not meeting each other for the whole 2 weeks. What have we been doing?
Sitting in other rooms every other day, it seems.
I think I've been intimidating people with my pineapples.
Probably right.
Yeah. So who's going to win Eurovision, Anthony?
I think we're going to go for Cyprus.
All right, okay. A consensus seems to be forming for Cyprus. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Joe Santam. I write for ESCbubble.com.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Joe?
I think it's a straight race now between Israel and Cyprus. I think the bookmakers have got that right. I will probably edge with Cyprus, I think.
It does seem to be that we're going to Limassol. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
I'm Hlinur.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Hlinur?
Hungary.
Hungary. Why is Hungary going to win Eurovision?
I wanted to win. Is that a good... I mean, it's a strong performance. They do it well. The show is good and they stand out.
Metal is an international language.
Yes and no. Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's not Hungary, who do you think it's going to be?
Can I say Cyprus?
Yeah, I think you can say Cyprus. I'll see you in Limassol, Helena.
Yeah, my name.
Hello, everyone. My name is Madeline Tutelian. I'm from EurovisionBulgaria.com. And, well, this year is a very tricky one because we're not completely sure who is going to win. My guesses are a few.
Okay.
If I can.
Go for it.
I'd say... countries with real chances are Cyprus, Italy, also France. I mean, it could go either way, France or Italy, not both of them. One of them will prevail.
So we're either going for the party or the message.
Yeah, definitely. Also, of course, Bulgaria has some chance.
Of course, Bulgaria.
But I'm more skeptical on that, so I'd really be happy because it's five stops away. But... yeah, those are my guesses for now. I think tomorrow during their live show, it could change completely.
It's that kind of year.
Yeah, it's a very random year. I mean, I think there are at least 15 countries in the final that deserve to place in the top three.
That's crazy.
It is.
It's an oversubscribed top three.
And the results will be very close, I sense this. There's no runaway winner this year, which I think is very good. But again, it's very risky because you just don't know what's going to happen. But I think in 24 hours, A lot of people might be happy, a lot of people might be sad, but it's a really good year.
That sounds like Eurovision to me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Sami, I'm from ESC Extra, I'm from Finland.
Hello, Sami from Finland. Who's going to win Eurovision this year?
Czech Republic.
Okay.
I think that we won't have a winner where the jury and the televote agree, but I think Czech Republic will get enough points from both jury and the televote.
So get the sevens and eights from everybody.
Sorry?
Get sevens and eights from everybody.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How do you think Sara Aalto is going to do?
I had to do a prediction earlier today. I said 13th, but that's kind of optimistic anyway. But I think on the left side is fine for us.
If that was a UK result, we would be ecstatic.
Yeah, we would be really happy as Finland if actually Sara did that well.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Madeline Titalian again. So I had a last minute spark that Hungary might also be a winner. But I think I forgot to mention it because it will be too good of a winner for this year.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I love Arvejes. They're so cute.
Yeah, and all their energy, their song, their message. I mean, if you read the lyrics and the story behind them, it's perfect. And even Lordi said today that they're the heaviest band that Eurovision has ever seen, so I think that they would be more than a worthy winner in this year.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Madeline.
Okay, I'm Mike from ESC Cars.
Who's going to win Eurovision, Mike from ESC Cars?
Norway.
Thank you very much.
So that was it. That was Euroclub on the last night before we get the big result, before 200 million popular music fans pick the most universal song. We started with tens of thousands of potential hopefuls, thousands of national final songs, then down to 43 for the semi-finals, 26 for the grand final, and tomorrow night, there can only be one. Now, the guitars.